1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. As the Democratic field for governor stays large, the Republican side is thinning out. Lisa Hale explains.
A Republican candidate for governor is endorsed by President Donald Trump. Trump said on social media that Tom Tiffany, who's the current representative in Wisconsin's 7th congressional district, has always been at his side. And as governor, Tiffany would work to grow the economy, cut taxes, secure the border, ensure law and order, support the military, and protect gun rights. Tiffany, a longtime supporter of Trump, launched his gubernatorial campaign in Wausau back in September. Following the endorsement, Washington County Executive Josh Showman dropped out of the gubernatorial race, meaning Tiffany will now face medical service technician Andy Mansky in the August 11th Republican primary.
Meanwhile, a handful of people are challenging the state treasurer. Republican John Leiber currently holds the seat. Three Democrats are running to take his spot. Eric Wilson is a small business owner who wants to increase financial literacy. Dylan Hellmanstein is an analyst for the state's Medicaid program. He wants to focus on affordability. Yilang Shang is on the Marathon County Board. He talked with Civic Media's Isabella Nieto last week.
The state treasurer position, often people look at it, that position, and feel that it's a ceremonial position, but it's not. It's about accountability. This position here has held accountable by the Wisconsinites. It's not accountable to the governor or the state legislator.
Leiber is a fiscal conservative and says he's proud of growing investments for the state of Wisconsin. Because it's a largely symbolic role, back in 2018, there was a referendum on the ballot where voters got to choose whether to axe the office of the treasurer altogether. But instead, Wisconsinites chose to keep the position. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin health officials are laying out their plan for just over $16 million coming to the state this year from national opioid settlements. The Department of Health Services says it'll fund treatment, prevention, and recovery programs after the state saw a 42% drop in overdose deaths last year. DHS has already sent money to counties and tribal nations for housing and law enforcement grants. The department will share more about its progress at the Wisconsin Substance Use Summit this August in Green Bay. In Western Wisconsin's battleground congressional race, Rebecca Cook says she's no longer accepting support from U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell. Cook says she was appalled by the sexual assault allegations against him and plans to give $5,000 in donations from his PAC to five charities. Cook is trying for a third time to win the seat, now held by Republican Derek Van Orden. Swalwell is denying the allegations. No one knows the outdoors like deer hunters, and the DNR wants to hear from them. The Department of Natural Resources is asking for thoughts on how to manage the state's deer herd for 2026. The agency says public feedback helps guide decisions on harvest limits and other key hunting rules. Citizen councils in each region will review herd numbers and take comments. You can weigh in online through today or at public meetings later this month. The final plan goes to the Natural Resources Board in June. A $600,000 grant will help statewide student mental health services. The program currently serves 21 districts and about 148,000 students. The funding helps reduce wait lists and expand access to mental health services. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The search is on for a new Bucks coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks looking for a new head coach, Doc Rivers, on stepping down after 2.5 years.
Well, I can tell you we're all on the same page. We've talked about it. We want it out pretty quick. I just don't want it. I want them to do it. It's better. But I think you guys pretty much know.
Rivers could return as a consultant, something he was doing for the team before being hired as head coach. The Bucks losing in Philly last night, 126-106. They finished the season with just 32 wins and 50 losses. In Madison, Chris McIntosh leaving as athletic director of the Wisconsin Badgers. A report says he'll be accepting a job with the Big Ten Conference. McIntosh was the AD the past 5 years. Baseball. The Brewers have the night off after losing to the Nationals 8-6. The crew have now lost 5 in a row.
It's part of a major league season and you just go through it. We expect a lot and we've put ourselves in that position.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon and again tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even a tornado or two possible. So stay weather aware this afternoon and tonight. 76 today, 58 tonight. More rain and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Lacrosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.